All right. Welcome, 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 everyone, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between. This is Tony's Political Ramblings, episode 27. And there are a lot of things going on in the world right now. The Olympics have just started. The Delta variant of COVID-19 is spreading like wildfire. But I wanted to focus in on Cuba and the strikes and the protests that are happening down there in Cuba. And I wanted to, you know, mention that, you know, you have things like sanctions coming in from President Biden, a condemning of the whole political system, as it is an infringement on human rights, and it has been ever since its inception. And I'm not going to claim to be an expert on Latin American politics or in Cuban politics in particular. I'm not going to claim that, but I will provide a very brief overview of the Cuban political system as it exists today, and more or less how we got here, the broad strokes, because once again, I'm no expert here. So prior to 1953, Cuba was operating under a U.S.-backed military dictatorship. This started in 1952. That happened a lot all over the world, in particular in Latin America, though. You had capitalist societies that were propped up, that were basically military dictatorships wrapped up in a capitalist name that were backed by the United States because they said they were capitalists and they weren't communists, and that was good enough. It didn't matter with the human rights violations, didn't matter with the violence, as long as they weren't communist. And so Cuba went and started a revolution and became a communist country because things were very unjust. President Batista was running the show over there before, and it was horribly corrupt, unjust, and violent. The cause for a revolution in Cuba was justified. You know, absolutely. It was just not a very, it was not a free society. It was a military dictatorship, as I said. And so this revolution came about in 1953. It was led by Fidel Castro, a name that if you say that in Miami today, in Florida, you will get, some looks and possibly worse. This all started on July 26th, 1953. And this revolution, this communist revolution, went down in Cuba from 1953 to 1959, when the Cuba as we know it today was established, and what eventually became the Communist Party of Cuba was put into power. I'm going to try my best in the Spanish here. The Partido Comunista de Cuba. There you go. The PCC, that's what I'll refer to it as from here on out. The PCC was put into power in 1959, and it essentially just switched hands in terms of the Cuban government. It went from a military dictatorship run by Batista to a one-party communist state run by Fidel Castro. And the situation had gotten very bad, and it led to a mass exodus of Cubans that went up to South Florida in particular, but have spread across the U.S. in general. And this has been a product of the violations of human rights and things of that nature, and really, really poor conditions for people in Cuba. So that mass exodus happened, the mass emigration from Cuba happened after the Communist Party, the PCC, took over. And so what started as a revolution to create a more equitable society and to go after the wealthy elites of Cuba turned into the establishment of a different set of wealthy elites in Cuba. And so to really underline this point, by the time in 1969, when the PCC met at the first regular party Congress, because they were meeting pretty infrequently up to that point. Only 55,000 Cubans were actually members of the PCC, which is roughly was roughly 0.7% of the population. So you have 0.7% of the population as the one party state, the one party that is ruling the entire country of Cuba without any sort of competition or challenging party, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there are elections to municipal level and smaller and lower level government positions, but Fidel Castro has ran unchallenged until 2011. He didn't even run. He was just the first secretary of Cuba, and that's that, and the president of Cuba, I want to say. And so the reason why I bring this up is because when you see a group like this, the PCC, which is one of the most corrupt, non-representative forms of government in the entire world, and you see how this government just completely stunts the growth of its own people, you know, by cutting off access to good the internet and food and it's truly horrible. It's a despicable thing. But then I connected this experience with something that I saw firsthand, actually. Last November, October, November, September, I was making calls for the Biden presidential campaign, right? And I was calling in Florida, as it was a swing state. I was calling two voters in the state of Florida, rather. And I was calling in particular to Broward and Miami-Dade County, which is South Florida, and that's exactly, you know, where a lot of Cuban immigrants have come in the United States. And I noticed a very disturbing trend with them, with a lot of the Cuban families that I spoke with, Cuban people I spoke with, is that there were a lot of them saying that they did not want to vote for Biden because he was a socialist, their words, not mine, and same with Harris, and that they would turn this into the U.S. into a one-party state, you know, pack the court, et cetera, et cetera. And then it got me thinking, well, isn't that what the Republicans are attempting to do on the national scale, and have already done that on the state level, in many states where they command a strong majority? Now, granted, I understand that it's not a one-to-one comparison, right? There are elections in the United States, but in many cases, they're oftentimes so rigged, they may as well not have them. So if you look at this, right, you look at what the PCC, the Cuban Communist Party, is doing to its people, right? I'll refresh. No access to the internet, cutting off food, making sure that they can't afford basic things, et cetera, et cetera. And you look at states like Tennessee. Oh, and I forgot too, and no real elections, no real power in elections. And if you look at a state like Tennessee, North Carolina, Florida, filled with gerrymandered election districts where the vote really doesn't matter, and Republicans win every time. You look at states like that where there is no internet at all in vast stretches of it. There's just no internet. I mean, there's no broadband. It just doesn't exist out there. You know, places all over the U.S. have it. But then there are large stretches of the U.S. in Republican states, mostly, that just don't have broadband. And so you have that. You have a lot of Republican states having lower minimum wages, which makes it harder to buy food and to provide for oneself. Not much of a social safety net. And you see this play out, and you look at it, and again, it's not a one-to-one comparison, but really, how much different how different are really the Republican Party and the Cuban Communist Party? How different are they really? The leaders of both parties kill their own people to stay in power, to get votes. And we're seeing this now with Republican leaders actively shunning and telling people not to get vaccinated, or it doesn't matter that they get vaccinated, which is the more common one, that you don't need a vaccine, that they don't work, et cetera, et cetera. You have leaders in states in the South who are killing their own people. And we look at Cuba with disgust, but we refuse to look in the mirror and see that we have Republican leaders up and down the ticket trying to ruin and trying to turn the United States into a one-party state by changing the election rules at the state level, by removing powers from the state's Secretary of State and turning it over to partisan election officials who can ignore voting results, who can throw out votes as they please. You have Republicans who want to keep the minimum wage low, so low that people can't afford to live, can't afford food, health care, good internet. They refuse to invest in broadband in their own states to keep the people out of the loop. So I ask again, is there really that big of a difference between the Republican Party in the United States and the Communist Party in Cuba?